Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Deion Branch's two career stints in New England have sandwiched one stint in Seattle with the Seahawks. The Pats dealt him west back in 2006 at the end of a contract dispute, and then 2 years ago, almost to the day, he was traded back to the Patriots in midseason. The 33-year-old will be in the visitors' locker room this Sunday at CenturyLink Field for the very first time, facing his old squad.
Looking, fires to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Deion Branch.
I guess if he was hoping to have a big game against the Patriots,
he's doing it.
He's getting his wish.
Deion Branch did his part on December 7th, 2008, four catches, 88 yards, and two touchdowns. Branch and the Seahawks were leading the visiting Patriots by 8 points entering the fourth quarter, but the Pats stormed back, helped by a Sammy Morris touchdown and a late Brandon Merriweather strip sack. It's no surprise what Branch remembers most about that day. The memories aren't all warm and fuzzy.
The loss. not the game that I had. I just think overall the loss. Very excited, though, playing against my old teammates and stuff.
On that day, his old teammates were the Patriots. On Sunday, his old teammates will be the Seahawks. Branch spent four-plus seasons as a Seahawk, not once playing a full 16-game season, with his first campaign in Seattle being his most productive. They weren't the best of years for Branch, who frequently battled injuries in the Emerald City, but he looked back fondly on Wednesday while downplaying any nostalgia.
Well, that stuff happens. It comes with the territory. I think that happens with every individual who play this game and, you know, also get the opportunity to play against some of your old teammates.
Branch was released by the Patriots just before this season began and returned after week two. In the team's three games since, he has only three catches for 36 yards, though he showed last week that he can still be relied upon when Tom Brady needs him, opening the fourth quarter against the Broncos with a 25-yard reception on third down. On game day this week, he may greet some old pals and Seattle head coach Pete Carroll, but the focus will be on leaving with a three-game win streak.
Yeah, hopefully we go out and get the victory. I mean, that's the most important feeling that I need to have, and that's what I have. I think it's always just good to go back and see some of your old guys, you know, but once, what time we play at 4, 1 o'clock, whatever, when the whistle blows, it's time to play the game. You know, there's all the other stuff goes out the window.
Well, the Patriots might be relying on Branch to give them some sense of what the atmosphere is like there in Seattle. Tom Brady is among the Patriots who have never played in Seattle. He, of course, was injured back in 2008, the only time the Pats have played at Seattle in Brady's career. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.